Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The stars also. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Genesis 1:16. On the fourth day of the creation week, God made the two lights for day and night. And then, almost like an afterthought, he made the stars also. Nothing, of course, is an afterthought with God, but this emphasizes the relative importance of these parts of his creation. Whether or not the earth is the geographical center of the universe, earth is the center of God's interest in the universe. This is where he created man and woman in his own image, and where he will reign over his creation in the ages to come. The primary purpose of the stars, as well as the sun and moon, was to divide the day from the night, and be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and to give light upon the earth. They could not fulfill these functions, of course, if their light could not be seen on the earth. So we can be sure that these heavenly bodies and their light rays were created, like Adam and Eve, full grown, in a state of functioning maturity. All that can be known scientifically about the stars must be determined from their light intensity and spectra. Their distances can be measured geometrically only to about 300 light years. Any other information, any greater distances, size, temperature, etc., must be derived by inference, based on some theory of stellar evolution. Although the stars all look alike, even through a telescope they all appear as mere points of light, these calculations have shown that each one is unique, as revealed long ago in Scripture. One star differs from another star in glory, 1 Corinthians 15:41. Those who believe can learn more about them in the ages to come, for they that be wise shall shine as the stars forever and ever.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.